KJAN Sports.
Time for check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The Hawkeye 10 Conference held its cross-country championship event yesterday over at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs. And in the meet hosted by Lewis Central yesterday on the girls' side, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic is the conference champion. She wins the meet, running 15 minutes, 33.26 seconds, a little more than 16 seconds ahead of Kai Madsen of Lewis Central, who was the runner-up. Ellie Mendlick of Denison placed third. Maria Mostick of Creston was fourth. Alyssa Pomeranke of Lewis Central placing fifth. The rest of the top ten, Chris Ann Stephanie of St. Albert, Marissa Clint of Harlan, Kate Walker of Red Oak, Bailey Hoig of Harlan, and Nikki Graber of Red Oak. Other Atlantic finishers include Ashley Waltz, who placed 31st, right ahead of Emily Soigling, who was 32nd. Savannah Sorensen ran 35th. Alexis Brockman, 38th. Allie Siggins ran 43rd last night for Atlantic. Team championship goes to Lewis Central. They win it with 57 points. Harlan had 66 points, good for second place. Red Oak was third with a 116 total. Creston, 121 for fourth. Atlantic placed fifth with a 137 total. Glenwood, Denison, Shenandoah, Essex, St. Albert, Clarinda, and Kemper Catholic round out the rest of the girls' field. On the boys' side, the individual champ, Cooper McDermott of Creston, he wins the meet, finishing just about 10 seconds ahead of his teammate, Jay Wolf, who was the runner-up. Joseph Rogers of Denison plays third. Joe Blake of Shenandoah Essex was fourth. Brendan O'Brien of Lewis Central was fifth. The rest of the top 10 included Chandler Hagen of Kemper Catholic, Michael Soranko of Harlan, Logan Lorette of Red Oak, Austin Feller of Shenandoah Essex, and Nate Hoyt of Shenandoah Essex. For Atlantic, Ryan Hawkins placed 16th. Phoenix Shadden was 30th. Cale Pellett, 44th. Zach Brooks, 48th. Team title goes to Harlan with 68 points. Shenandoah Essex, the runner-up, with 90. Denison with a 110 total was third. Glenwood, fourth with 120. Creston had a 133 total for fifth place. Kemper Catholic was sixth. Red Oak, seventh. St. Albert, eighth. Lewis Central, nine. Atlantic had 199 points for 10th place. And Clarinda rounds out the rest of the field. In high school volleyball play last night, the Western Iowa Conference Tournament finals were held. It was Trainer winning the conference tournament title as they beat IKM Manning in three straight. Tri-Center grabs third place as they win the consolation match 3-2 over Griswold. Also in the Hawkeye 10 last night, it was St. Albert over Clarinda 3-0. Shenandoah down Southwest Valley 2-0. Also around the region, Thomas Jefferson beat Southwest Valley 2-1. It was Dallas Center Grimes 3-1 over ADM. Earlham beat West Central Valley 3-0. Fremont Mills over Nishnabotna 3-0. Stanton defeating Sydney 3-0. And Woodward Granger a 3-game sweep over Guthrie Center last night. Well, week 8 of the high school football season is upon us, and Chris and I will be in Winterset tonight to celebrate. We'll be watching the Atlantic Winterset game tonight. We hope you watch it with us here this evening. That'll be our broadcast game this evening. Winterset hoping to wrap up a playoff berth with a win tonight. For Atlantic, they need to win tonight, and they need to win next week, and they need just a little bit of help as well if they still hope to get into the postseason this year. 7:30 is kickoff. We'll have that game for you live tonight here on the radio, starting at 6:30 with our hour-long pregame show. That comes right up after Who's Gonna Win, which airs at 6 o'clock tonight. Also, don't forget, we'll have comments from Coach Eric Waldstein this afternoon here on KJAN. That comes your way at 4:45. You can hear from the coach. We'll talk about last week's win over Shenandoah in non-district play and the game coming up tonight against Winterset. That's Trojan Preview at 4:45 this afternoon. Also around District 8 tonight, Dallas Center Grimes plays at Creston. That's, in effect, a district championship game. Those two teams undefeated in district play. Glenwood plays at Harlan tonight. Also, Norwalk will play at ADM in non-district action. In Class 2A District 8 play tonight, Red Oak is at Clarinda. Kemper Catholic plays at East Sac County. Shenandoah will host West Central Valley, while St. Edmund is at Prairie Valley. In Class 1A, District 1 tonight, AHSTW will host Trainer. IKM Manning is home to Missouri Valley. Underwood visits OABCIG, while Hinton will play at West Monona. In Class 1A, District 8 play tonight, Southwest Valley is at Des Moines Christian. Clark visits Central Decatur. Panorama goes to I-35, and Woodward Granger will be at Van Meter tonight. In Class A play this evening in District 1, Audubon is on the road again at Tri-Center. Griswold plays at Riverside tonight. Maple Valley is at Logan Magnolia. And Westwood will visit St. Albert. In Class A District 8 play tonight, Nottoway Valley is at Southeast Warren. Bedford plays at Martinsdale St. Mary's. Earlham is at Clarinda Academy, while Pleasantville will play at Mount Air. In eight-man football tonight, it'll be Exira EHK trying to bounce back after that loss last week on the road at Boyer Valley. Boyer Valley is undefeated and on top of the district standings right now in district play. Also, Arweva visits Kingsley Pearson. Woodbine is at Newell Fonda. River Valley plays at West Harrison. In eight-man play in District 7 tonight, Adair Casey is on the road at East Union. Those two teams have identical records as they try to battle for a playoff spot. Guthrie Center visits Northeast Hamilton. Coon Rapids Baird will try to bounce back from last week's loss as they play at Ankeny Christian Academy. And Glenn Ralston will be at home tonight against Murray. Also in eight-man District 8 this evening, Cam still fighting for a playoff berth on the road at Fremont Mills. Essex is at East Mills tonight. Lennox has an important date at Stanton this evening, while Sydney plays at Nishnabotna tonight. In college football, Devontae Booker ran 19 yards for a touchdown in the second overtime to give number 20 Utah a 29-23 victory over Oregon State. Booker finished with 229 yards rushing and three touchdowns for Utah, which has won all four of its road games this season. They improved to 5-1, 2-1 in the Pac-12. Georgia coach Mark Richt says he doesn't expect star tailback Todd Gurley to be available for this week's game against Arkansas. The 10th-ranked Bulldogs' top offensive threat has been suspended indefinitely after allegations that he broke NCAA rules. The school has launched an investigation. Richt has said the alleged violations involve autographs and memorabilia. Well, the Texas Longhorns have reached a critical point in their season. It's time to start winning or risk getting shut out of a bowl for the second time in 5 years. The Longhorns need at least four wins in their final six games to qualify for a bowl in Charlie Strong's first season as coach. The only time Texas didn't play in a bowl under former coach Mack Brown was 2010 when the Longhorns crashed to 5-7 the season after playing for a national championship. The Longhorns are home Saturday night against Iowa State. Texas played arguably its best game of the season in last week's loss to Oklahoma, but big issues remain, including poor special teams and a habit of poor starts in the second half that have doomed Texas in all four of their losses. Well, the New York Jets did a lot of things well against the New England Patriots last night after dropping five of their first six games. The Jets rushed for 218 yards and limited the Pats to just 63. Geno Smith didn't turn the ball over while completing 20 of his 34 passes for 208 yards and a late touchdown. However, the Jets had to settle for field goals on their first four drives before Tom Brady's third touchdown pass of the night eventually led the Patriots to a 27-25 triumph over New York at Foxborough. Well, Travis Ishikawa was a man without a team 6 months ago. Today, he's the San Francisco Giants' latest postseason hero. Ishikawa sent the Giants to the World Series by launching a three-run walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth inning to complete a 6-3 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 5 of the National League Championship Series. Pablo Sandoval opened the rally with a leadoff and a single and went to second on a walk by Brandon Belt before Ishikawa sealed San Francisco's third National League pennant in 5 years. The blast came off Michael Wacha, who was making his first appearance of this postseason and had worked just 16 2/3 innings since June 17th because of a shoulder injury. Wacha was the MVP of last year's NLCS. Ishikawa opened the season with the Pirates but became a free agent in April after refusing a minor league assignment. He signed a deal with the Giants April 25th, bringing him back to his original team. Ishikawa finished the series hitting .385 with an NLCS leading 7 RBIs. The Giants did all of their scoring with the long ball. Joe Panik gave the Giants a brief 2-1 lead with a 2-run shot off Adam Wainwright in the third inning. It was the only major mistake by Wainwright, who left with a 3-2 lead after scattering four hits in 7 innings. The Cardinals regained the lead on solo homers by Matt Adams and Tony Cruz in the fourth inning, and the lead held up until pinch hitter Michael Morse smacked a solo homer off Pat Neshek in the eighth inning. Giants starter Madison Bumgarner was named the series MVP after helping the Giants win the first and last games. Bumgarner allowed 3 runs in 8 innings on Thursday, leaving him with a 1.72 ERA for the NLCS. The Giants now have 4 days to prepare for Game 1 of the World Series, Tuesday in Kansas City. San Francisco enters the Fall Classic with a terrific 7-2 postseason record, but it's still not as good as the Royals, who are 8-0 running through the postseason so far. Also in baseball news, the Texas Rangers have hired Jeff Banister as their new manager, selecting the Pittsburgh Pirates bench coach over interim manager Tim Bogar and Cleveland Indians bullpen coach Kevin Cash. The 49-year-old Banister has been the Bucks' top coach under manager Clint Hurdle for the past 4 years and in the Pirates organization for 29 seasons. He will be formally introduced today during a news conference at the Rangers ballpark. In the National Hockey League last night, the New York Rangers beat Carolina in a shootout 2-1. Dallas downed Pittsburgh 3-2. Washington over New Jersey 6-2. The New York Islanders went to the shootout to beat San Jose 4-3. Montreal outscored Boston 6-4. Ottawa downed Colorado 5-3. And Los Angeles in a shootout wins over St. Louis 1-0. And Wisconsin is the unanimous pick to win the Big Ten Conference, and the Badgers' Frank Kaminsky is the preseason player of the year. Wisconsin returns four starters after going 30-8 last basketball season, reaching the Final Four. In the vote by conference media announced on Thursday, the Badgers beat out Michigan State, last year's Big Ten tournament champion, and Ohio State. Kaminsky averaged 13.9 points and 6.3 rebounds as a junior last season. He's joined on the all-conference team by Indiana's Yogi Ferrell, Michigan's Karis LeVert, Nebraska's Teron Petaway, and Wisconsin's Sam Decker. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.